This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's the live Saturday night edition. We're kicking off hour number one. It's Ian here with you.
And Menwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of stuff on our website, and it's all on the house, including the bulletin board system. We got 80,000-plus posts for you to surf around through. We got about 1,200 people interacting there. And, again, it's all for free. freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. So, as always, we got a lot on our plate tonight, man, which here for 3 hours, so you got plenty of time to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Otherwise, we get to talk about what we brought to the table tonight. And on the way, you've got something death penalty related.
Correct? Yes, I do.
Okay, we're going to find out what that's all about, because that's always a divisive issue.
It certainly is.
People feel very strongly about the death penalty, so we're going to get to that here shortly. Looks like some news out of Iraq, though. Apparently, they have banned traffic in Baghdad.
How do you ban traffic?
Well, you're the government, and you issue an edict or a diktat that says there shall be no traffic. In fact, it actually, the daytime curfew will be lifted. There will be a ban on all vehicles inside Baghdad and its outskirts starting on Sunday, February 26th at 6 in the morning until 6 in the morning the following day. So that's what you do. You say, there will be no traffic. And, of course, this is evidence. This is proof, positive, man, which that the people in Iraq are obviously more free now than they ever were in the past. I mean, they had to crawl everywhere before. Now they get to walk and ride bicycles. But driving, that's always been out of the... No, wait, no, they could drive back when Saddam Hussein was in charge. I guess I'm just not convinced that
rolling
they're better off.
Rolling blackouts and bicycles.
Right, I guess I'm just not convinced that they're better off now than they were in the past.
Well, I don't know. It seems like in some ways they're probably better off, in other ways they're not. But
I sort of like having a freedom of movement. You know, I sort of like that idea of being able to go from point A to point B in my vehicle.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. But apparently, the reason for this is the fact that the country is on the brink of civil war.
Yes.
And there's been escalating violence, as you may or may not be aware. Earlier this week,
I'm sure the people that have died in this civil war probably think that the country's on the brink. They are, in fact, in civil war.
Possibly so. They attacked...
George Bush, of course, told them, well, you shouldn't have a civil war.
Oh, no, he said, please don't.
Please don't.
Don't have a civil war. Please. Apparently, earlier this week, there was an attack on a holy center. I don't remember what, you know, some golden mosque or something like that. And, you know, that was a major play in this particular civil war. And so things have been escalating since then. And I guess as a result, even though they had put a clamp down, apparently they have had curfews, daytime curfews, for the past couple of days in Iraq, and now they're going a step further and they're saying, okay, no vehicle traffic at all in Baghdad. So despite their daytime curfews, about 50 people died yesterday in Iraq anyway. So it really didn't do very much.
A daytime curfew? That means they can't go out and go to work?
I'm not sure exactly what that means.
Maybe they're just allowed to go out and go to work, but they're not allowed to go and hang out anyplace.
Possibly so. Doesn't sound too free to me.
Bringing them freedom and democracy.
Yeah,
liberty. Bringing liberty to Iraq.
Doesn't sound like anything that has to do with liberty at all.
No.
1-800-259-9231 is the number if you've got a comment on this. At what point would it be okay, in your mind, for them to impose a ban on traffic in America? What would make that all right for you? Obviously, it hasn't happened. It hasn't happened yet.
Thank goodness.
Thank goodness. But some of you out there are big fans of this security state that we have. Some of you are. You just back up the government on whatever it is that they do. Anything that is for security, you're all for it. You don't have anything to hide, do you? What you want to? Well, aren't you scared of terrorists? You should stop driving your vehicles if the government says so. So what's it going to take? I mean, what is the if there is another security threat? If there's an actual attack, if there's another terrorist attack here in the United States, will you be okay with the idea of them shutting down the roads? I want to hear from you, 800-259-9231. Or is this sort of behavior only okay for the people in Iraq? Is it only acceptable for those, for the little people? Is it only acceptable for them? Would you be able to handle it here in America? I mean, what would happen to our economy Can you imagine this?
No, I can't. I mean, our economy would crash. It'd just go flat.
Yeah, you can't get products from point A to point B. You can't go to work. If you live across town, unless you live three blocks away from work, you're not going to get to your job in the morning.
But we're more important than those people anyway.
Well, this was not a decision made by Americans. This was a decision made by the Interior Minister. Made an announcement during a press conference Saturday.
So we didn't take out one despot and put in another, did we?
I think that's pretty much what we've done.
I see.
Yeah. So, my question for you tonight is, what would make you feel okay, or even feel good and safe? Would it make you feel safe for our government to say, well, for this weekend, we've had the terrorist threat level. You know how we have our little color-coded system?
Mm-hmm.
We're so silly with our little color-coded system.
Today we're a peach.
Yeah. So this weekend, we've gotten terrorist threats. We believe that it's going to be a red weekend here in America. We're going to have to ban all vehicular traffic in every major city. Are you okay with that? I mean, as long as you don't live in a major city, sounds like an okay idea, right? As long as it's keeping those people safe.
Right. Blow up the suburbs.
What do you think about that? 800-259-9231. Otherwise, let's move into the death penalty, man, which...
Well, let's do it. This Michael Morales fellow, they were going to kill him off in California recently. Are you familiar with this case?
I heard a little bit about it. The doctors that were supposed to administer the injection, lethal injection, mm-hmm. backed out at the last moment. Is that right?
It something like that. They couldn't get the doctors to do it. Apparently, he killed a woman in California, and it's awful. I mean, that's why I'm stammering. I just don't even
okay.
want to read it. Bludgeoned to death with a hammer, raped her, and stabbed her to death.
So not a nice guy.
A bad, bad man who's done some horrible things. And, you know... to me, if he doesn't get killed in a humane way, it doesn't make me feel real bad. But
okay,
that's assuming he did it, you know. And that's
did he confess or was he just found guilty?
You know, I don't have that information.
Okay,
he was found guilty, and that could be because he confessed. It could be not. I don't
okay.
know. Not familiar with the case entirely, but I do know that I don't believe in the death penalty for one reason, and that reason is that there's been a whole bunch of people released from death row since 1973 for, because they were innocent. As a matter of fact, there was 122 released from death row since 1973.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah, and it makes me think that if we've released 122 since 1973, actually 71, excuse me, 1971, then how can we be sure that the guys that we have killed since 71 in the United States of America, and there have been many, how can we be sure that they were all guilty?
I don't think you could possibly be sure of that.
Yeah, I don't think we could.
Even if a jury of 12 individuals says they're guilty, that doesn't necessarily mean that they are. It just right. means that's what they felt, that's what the evidence showed, at least in their opinion.
We've done this show for 3 years now, and last year, in 2005, they released two guys, Derek Jameson and Howard Wilson from death row,
mm-hmm.
because they were, one was, the charges was dismissed, the other one was acquitted.
Wow.
Yeah. Both of them had been on death row for, 85 to 2020 years.
Jeez.
89, 16 years. These guys were on for a long, long time.
No kidding.
So that's the amount of their life they can't get back. But at least we can turn it around and release the guy.
Yeah.
You can't turn it around after you've killed the guy.
Yeah, at least
and
they can.
And no one cares at that point either. He's just dead.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, there's a lot of terrible crimes that are committed, and it doesn't make me feel bad if a guy who did it gets killed. But it does make me feel really, really bad if the government, whether it's a state or national government, decides we're going to kill this guy because of this crime. And they're wrong.
So how do you feel about the death penalty? I mean, do you support it? 800-259-9231. Or do you agree with Manwich that we need to have a moratorium on the death penalty? Because unless it's proven beyond a shadow of a doubt, unless that person admits to being the murderer, they shouldn't be put to death. Because there's a chance that they weren't actually the ones that did it. More Free Talk Live coming back.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths. paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
If you're thinking about replacing your home's windows, think Sears. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in for easy cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and save $375 on select styles. Trust Sears for professional installation, convenient financing options, and best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call Sears now at 1-800-393-8378 and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. That's 1-800-393-8378.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the Shrine of Female Listeners there. Dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their photo, and we put them up on our website because we're proud of our lady listeners here on Free Talk Live. And it's not a beauty contest. We just simply want to show you off. We want to prove to, mostly program directors, that women listen to the show. And not only do they listen, but they are so dedicated that they've sent us what we call validated photos. What's a validated photo, man?
Validated photos is a photo that proves that they are, in fact, who they say they are. It's usually them holding up a sign or something that says, I love Free Talk Live.
Yeah, so simple.
They can say Free Talk Live stinks. We don't care.
That way, beyond a shadow of a doubt, we know that you are who you claim to be.
All you have to do is prove that you listen to Free Talk Live or that you are who you say you are.
Exactly. So there you go. So visit the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. And by the way, ladies get a bit of a special treatment here on Free Talk Live. When you call in and you're a lady, you get moved to the head of the line. See, if there's guys on hold, and there are right now, you'll be moved up, like Kayleen in Massachusetts. Kayleen, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hi, Hello, you sexy guys.
Hey, hey, Kayleen, what's up?
Good to talk to you again.
Indeed. What's on your mind?
First of all, I want to say that I turned a friend of mine on to you guys. His name is Vansel. Say hi to Vansel. He's listening to your show for the first time.
Well, congratulations and hello. So what you got on your mind, Kayleen?
Well, as for the death penalty, I have to say I kind of ride the fence. I'm kind of for it and kind of against it because, as you said, a lot of people die innocently. But people who commit heinous crimes like murder and rape and things like that really don't deserve to live. And considering that we pay $60,000 plus per year per person to keep a person in prison.
Kayleen, if you found out that we pay more to in their appeals and that sort of thing before they go to the gas chamber, as it is in California, or lethal injection, I think is what they're trying to do with Mr. Morales, would it make a difference to you?
Oh,
that we pay more in order to try to kill them than we do and to keep them alive?
It's all ridiculous. It's all ridiculous.
I agree.
And
it should be completely free to dispense justice in a perfect world, but it's not.
Right. And as for the curfews, I remember curfews when I was a kid. I would, you know, be walking the streets when I was 11 years old after 10 o'clock, and, you know, the local town cop, it was a town cop because I grew up in a one-horse town.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, what are you doing out on the street? And this was in peacetime. You know, it's insane. The government is insane. It's too powerful. It's too much. It's insane.
No doubt about that. I want to jump back to death penalties because you sounded like you were kind of divided on it, Kayleen. And
I am.
Well, I mean, the question you have to ask yourself is if, a friend of yours or a loved one was put on death row and you knew that they were innocent, how would you feel about it then?
Well, you know, that's hard to answer. That's hard to answer. If I knew they were innocent, then absolutely I would do everything in my power and put every cent of my money to get them free.
Well, the question... I was going to say, the question is, you know, how many innocent people need to be killed in order to make it so the death penalty is worthwhile? I mean, how many people have to die who were not guilty at all for people to feel good about the fact that there are actually some bad guys being put to death?
Well, yeah, that is a good question, and I have to say I really don't have an answer.
I say it's inappropriate to kill anybody who did not actually commit the crime that they're being punished for.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, well, then in that case, you couldn't possibly support the death penalty. In the case of this scumbag in California, the guy that murdered and raped or whatever this woman...
Assuming he did it, and I do.
Yeah, presuming he did it. In his case, a guy like that, I don't think he's going to do very well in prison. I don't think, you know,
well,
people like that don't tend to last very long on the inside, do they?
He's in...
Murderers of women?
He's on death row, and there's no reason that you couldn't have a death row or a, somebody who's... Or we'll call it a capital crime row, where somebody who committed a crime like that would just be put in an 8x10 room and left there, given a shower every other day and... given their food through a hole. I mean, there's no reason that you can't do that, because we're doing it now.
Right.
If there wasn't a death penalty, you just put them in there and let them rot.
There you go.
Kayleen, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. I guess since we're both on the... we're both against the death penalty, man, which I think we'd obviously love to hear from somebody tonight that is a big fan of the death penalty, that maybe you could persuade us in your direction. Maybe you could tell us why it's okay to kill innocent people.
I can't say I've never been persuaded on anything in this show. I mean, I certainly have.
Yeah, we have been known to change our minds in the past.
Unlike any other radio talk show host that you've ever heard.
Well, it's against the rules in talk radio. There's a hidden rule book. It's secret. Nobody really knows who wrote it or where it came
who
from.
Who the jerk was.
Or whatever. But the rule says that you're supposed to have the same opinion on every issue from day one to the end of your career.
Yep.
And that hasn't been the case with Free Talk Live. It's rare that we'll change our opinions, but it has been known to happen.
Yeah, well, it's rare that anybody changes their opinion.
So I guess the question is, if you feel like it's... if you like the death penalty, please explain to us why it's okay to kill innocent people to make yourself feel good. Because that's why death penalty people are out there. They feel good about the idea of punishing someone who has committed a capital crime. It feels good in their mind that, you know, eye for an eye. They're getting what's for.
I can't say that I feel bad about punishing someone, putting someone to death that has committed murder either. Mm-hmm. I can't say that makes me feel terrible. It doesn't. But it does make me feel terrible to think that the the democratically elected government of our states, and actually we killed Timothy McVeigh too, it just goes ahead and kills people, and they may or may not be guilty. You know, I mean, we make mistakes. Until humans are flawless, I don't think we should have a death penalty.
Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Brandon in Michigan. Brandon, you take control of the airwaves. Bring up what's on your mind. Hello, sir.
How you doing tonight?
Hey, Brandon, doing great. What's on your mind?
You were talking about the closing of the roads, and basically that's martial law, right?
That's pretty much martial law. I mean, if you can't drive your car, there's somebody who's going to stop you if you attempt it, I would presume.
Well, I read the Declaration of Independence yesterday again, and it meant a lot to me. Probably the first time I've really ever read it. I usually just go over it and it's but it means a lot, and I think a lot of people should take time and just read it. And that's
I agree.
I wonder what percentage of Americans have read the Declaration of Independence.
Once.
Yeah, once.
Not that they review it on a annual basis just to keep it fresh in their minds.
What do you think?
But have read it once.
What do you think, 1%? Half a percent?
Something like that.
go ahead, Brandon, with your thoughts, sir.
Well, I don't think it's... I don't think it should ever be allowed to get to that point. I think it's our responsibility to tell these people, the embedded judges, all the ingrained politicians, the families of embedded judges and politicians, that we're not going to tolerate it.
I agree with you, although I feel like we're almost on the brink of that point today, Brandon, with this this police state mentality that we have in this country. I don't feel like we're more than one terrorist attack away from at least checkpoints, maybe not total vehicle bans, but at least random checkpoints in major cities. Do you?
No, not far. And I don't know. I always used to be against violence, and let's solve it. Let's get it. But how else are we going to do it now?
Yeah, once they start clamping down the police state, how else are we supposed to fight back? Great question, Brandon. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. So we've got two topics on the table right now. Still talking about the death penalty, talking about the vehicle ban in Iraq, and at what point you think it would be appropriate for something like that to ever happen in the United States. That's what I want to hear from you. Or you can bring up anything that's on your mind. Political issue, personal problem, it is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from STEM Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting STEM Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and STEM Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of Stem Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday night edition of the show. We're here with you, Ian.
And
Manwich. Yes. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of stuff on our website. The archives are there. So if you've missed a moment of the show, or perhaps you are one of our Saturday-only radio station affiliates, we do have a weekday show, and we do have it archived up on our website. In fact, we go back months on our site for free. Unlike all those other talk shows, they want you to shell out $5, $6, $7 a month for access to their archives. We don't ask any of that stuff. We just give it away to you. Front page of the website is where you'll find them, the archives at freetalklive.com. So far tonight, we're discussing the death penalty, also the vehicle ban in Iraq, traffic ban in Baghdad. It's going to be in effect today. It's pretty much Sunday there, I think, right now. So right now, in Iraq, there's a ban on vehicle traffic in Baghdad. And my question for you is, at what point would you ever accept something like that in the United States? If there's anybody out there listening that could possibly envision a scenario where you would feel good or okay about a ban on vehicle traffic, I want to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Mike in California. Mike, listening on KSAC. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich.
Hi, how are you today?
Good, Mike. Hey. What's on your mind, sir?
I think a few callers ago, one of you guys mentioned the expenses involved in carrying someone through to the death penalty for legal purposes.
Yes.
Incarcerating them for a lifetime. At least here in California, I've heard the argument that it's more expensive for the legal costs, and that's simply not true.
It's simply not true, really. I've heard of the whole bunch, but
yeah.
Go ahead.
And you're not the only talk show host that's repeating this lie, because it is just that. And where it's coming from, I'm not sure.
Okay.
Maybe you can tell me.
Well back it up now. If it's $50,000 a year.
Absolutely, no question. It's $50,000 is nowhere near an accurate figure for California inmates.
Okay.
Nowhere close. It's not 60, as the lady three calls ago mentioned. It's not 70. It's much closer to 80,000.
Okay.
And when an inmate on death row moves, he moves with two officers at a minimum.
Yeah, but how often do they move?
And those officers make a hell of a lot more than a lawyer does.
Okay.
I can't imagine that's true, but go ahead.
Well, it is in California.
Well, California has a lot of bureaucracy, man.
California has the highest paid correctional officers on the face of the earth.
Well, it's not a very complicated job. I mean, they don't even carry guns. I mean, I'm sorry, I don't feel like they deserve as much as a lawyer.
I retired from the Department of Corrections managing the correctional officer series, and I can tell you that there's absolutely no question that their union, which controls the politicians here in California to a great extent, has created a situation where there is absolutely no way it's less expensive to keep someone incarcerated for 20 years. And there's one other major factor, and that is in California, as in most prison systems, the medical costs are skyrocketing. And inmates are generally much sicker than the average population outside.
Why are they sicker?
They're sicker because of drug abuse and drug use, primarily, but other reasons, too.
Their bodies are torn up.
Exactly. And the geriatric prison population in California and most of our prisons are returning, you know, as soon as they get out, 60-70% of them. So this is a myth that it's more expensive.
Okay. All right. Well, even if that's true, we're taking your word for it. You've got the expertise. You've been in the business.
Yeah. It sounds like you got the credentials.
It still wouldn't change our... I don't think it doesn't change my opinion that the death penalty is resulting in innocent people being put to death. How do you feel about that, Mike?
I agree with you. I do not think the government, any government, has the right to execute any human being for any reason.
Fair enough.
So when you say the government, does that mean you think that anyone has the right to execute another human?
I think someone does if their life is threatened.
Okay.
Instant justice. Right?
Exactly.
I'd like to see it all that way.
Mike, thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231, toll free.
Smartest listeners in the world.
1-800-259-9231. Let's go across the country to WXNT listener Rob in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich.
Hey, guys. How are you? First time caller.
Good, Rob. Glad you're out there. What's on your mind, sir?
On the death penalty, I think the thing that we're missing the point on is that the death penalty is the ultimate penalty, the ultimate crime preventer.
I think it's a crime preventer. I mean, I don't think that. I think that if it was a crime preventer, people wouldn't commit murder because the death penalty exists.
Our problem is that we take 10, 15, 20 years to enact after someone's found guilty through dozens of series of appeals.
I feel that there's a problem with that, but at the same time, if we didn't take that amount of time, how many more people would... I mean, these guys on this list of 122 people since 1971 that have been released from death row, most of them after 10 years, the average length of it's 9.6 years of people that have been released, all those guys would be dead.
On your list, are those folks primarily turned over because of DNA testing?
Actually, no. It's surprising. You would think the DNA testing would be a much larger. But it's probably about 15% of them.
Sure.
What are some of the other reasons, though, man? Which is it? Just the real killer came forward, or
essentially, I've got a listing of acquitted, charges dismissed, and it just says yes if in fact they were released due to DNA evidence, and it says how long they were on there. So I don't have. I do not have that evidence.
With the series of appeals, the series of lawyers, the money will buy a lot of things, including freedom for someone who may have indeed done the crime.
I think that that's absolutely true, that our justice system serves the rich, just like it was designed to.
I have got to say, Rob, that I would much rather see 100 guilty men go free than one innocent man being put in prison or put to death. I mean, how do you feel about that?
I think it's inevitable that someone along the way won't have the financial means to prove their innocence and probably will die because of that. Although, I wouldn't see myself in that type of situation. I doubt that you would ever find yourselves in that type of situation. So,
well, you're kind of being a little... I mean, how do you know? You never know when you're going to end up in a situation like that.
We've been doing the show for a long time, and we read stories all the time about cops busting into the wrong house, leveling guns at people, and dragging them off to jail for charges they didn't do because they got the wrong address. As a matter of fact, it was about 2 weeks ago that I guess it was a little longer than that. It was the Super Bowl, and it was about a week and a half before the Super Bowl. An optometrist in Virginia was picked up for running a Super Bowl pool. Have you ever participated in a gambling pool?
Absolutely not.
No, okay. Well, I have participated in a gambling pool. So the SWAT team was brought in on this at the same time. Now, this is an optometrist who's running a pool at his office. But because they have to bust this guy, they have to bring the SWAT team. That's part of the rules. And I guess they accidentally shot him while he was handcuffed.
In the head.
Yeah, shot him in the head, handcuffed while he was kneeling on the ground. It can happen.
Yeah, you never know when you're going to have a run-in with the cops. You never know when you're going to be mistaken. Your identity is going to be mistaken for somebody that they're looking for. You could get snatched up in some sort of a dragnet, and they could believe that they could honestly really believe that you are the killer. And you could be telling them, look, man, this isn't, I didn't do it. I swear to you. I didn't do it. Well, the prosecutor doesn't care about that. He just wants an arrest to pad his prosecuting record so he can run for mayor the year after that.
Final thoughts, Rob?
Still with me?
Yeah, final thoughts, real quick, man, go.
All right, let's not gray the area. Keep in mind that those are incidents that happened at the spur of the moment, not someone who's gone through a court trial and 10, 20 years later get released on parole.
Thanks for the call, Rob. Appreciate hearing from you. You've gone through a court trial and you've been found guilty wrongly. Those people should not be put to death. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, live Saturday night edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwick.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the Wiki. It is our newest feature on our website. It is completely created by the listeners. wiki.freetalklive.com is where you need to go to take a look at that. You can edit it yourself. In fact, everybody has the ability to completely change the freetalklive.com wiki. wiki.freetalklive.com, visit it at your leisure. All right, so we're talking about the death penalty, and we just got off the phone with Rob in Indianapolis. And you made a comment during the break, man, which said apparently the whole factor of people being let off of their death penalties, people being absolved of their punishments here is just kind of going over their heads.
I think it's lost on people. You know, as soon as I saw this list, I knew for sure that I would never support the death penalty again. Like, I'll admit I was on the fence. I wasn't a big proponent. I have been a big proponent of the death penalty in my life because I think that people that commit heinous crimes should be killed. I don't have a problem with that. I mean, they're, you know, if they've done awful things, I don't have a problem with awful things happening to them.
But what's really awful is putting an innocent person to death just because some jury decided that they were guilty when in fact they actually weren't.
You know, and the way that the system's set up, it just nobody's perfect, and these juries aren't perfect.
Sure.
And people end up on death row that didn't do it because people want some closure to a crime. You know, somebody gets brutally murdered down my street. I want closure on that. And a great way for closure is to put somebody in jail. And even better closure is put them in jail and sentence them to death. Now, it would take 10, 15 years to kill them, but, you know, that it's still some closure. Well, I sort of feel like the victim's family hangs on and hangs on while this person's in on death row, and I think that is cruel and unusual to them. And I would certainly say that, if you had to pick the way you wanted to die, Ian, I bet you would pick some way quick. You know, I'd like to die in my sleep. I'd like to get hit by a car.
Yeah.
You know, like some way quick. The last way that anyone's ever going to pick to die is I'd like to slowly linger for 10 or 15 or 20 years and have several near close calls to death. That's one of the last ways they're going to pick. Now, if that's not cruel and unusual, I don't know what is. Our system is cruel and unusual. It's the one we've got. But I think it needs to be changed. I think we need to have a completely do away with the death penalty. Complete moratorium.
I agree with you. And I think that a lot of people that support the death penalty have this sort of feeling in their minds and their hearts, like Rob does, that, oh, it'll never happen to you or I. This is only something that happens to lowlifes. I mean, even the guys that get put in accidentally, they're lowlifes too. In the mind of Rob and in the mind of the death penalty supporters, they're immune. They're immune from being possibly the victims of the death penalty. And I don't think that that's the case. I think that yes, odds are it won't happen to you, just simply because odds are most people won't get put into death row.
And
but if it does, you're going to be feeling pretty sorry for yourself.
And he sloughed off the idea that he could possibly be picked up. You know, I gave an example of an optometrist who got killed, and it was immediate as opposed to the guy, going, you know, the whole history. But, you know, there's only 122 people that this has happened to since 1971, and I don't have all of their histories, and I don't know the economic background of all of them, and I don't know whether any of them were somewhat, involved in crime. I don't have an answer to that.
No,
but to say that it's going to happen to somebody else and I don't care, that's essentially what was said.
Let's go to Susan. Ladies first. Susan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich listening on WXNT. Hello, Susan.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening. What's on your mind?
You had made a comment earlier. When would we be willing to give up our vehicles?
Not give up your vehicles, just make it so that you can't drive them.
Yeah, you can keep the car, you just can't drive
it. Yeah, you can look at it.
And put tags on it.
Yeah.
I remember after 9/11 when they grounded the flights and there were no flights anywhere in this country.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was quite a peaceful feeling to know, at least for that moment, that we wouldn't be seeing that again, that it would help prevent that for the moment.
That then airplanes wouldn't be flown into buildings because...
Right.
So if a car was used in a bombing incident, like, for instance, Oklahoma City, I believe they used a truck.
Yes.
And, you know, they put a moratorium on, you know, for God knows how long, it would make you feel peaceful and better?
No, but I think it would be a start.
So do you just not like cars or what?
No, I don't have trouble walking, finding other modes of transportation. I don't
do you
think
work?
You bet I do. I'm a nurse.
Okay. How do you get to the hospital every day?
Well, right now I drive, but obviously I'd have to make an adjustment.
Well, how far do you live from the hospital?
About 15 miles.
Okay, 15 miles. Well, that's a bit of a bike ride. I mean, you could make it on a bicycle, I suppose. But what about the people that commute 45 minutes to 2 hours every single day? I mean, how would they be feeling about this?
You know, how would they be feeling to have the problem they're having in Iraq right now?
Which problem are you referring to?
Any of the car bombs, even in Jerusalem, the problems that they're having with bombings in the buses. Do you think that's safer?
I think that it's safer to have car bombs?
No. I said if it kept it safer, at least for the time, you know, a time being.
Safety to me is an illusion, and it's a blanket sort of thing. Like, safety, in order to be safe, you have to make blanket statements like, this is what we as a country need to do. Like, we need to stop driving cars. We need to stop having trucks. We need to stop flying in planes. And, you know, for instance, we are flying in planes now. They had stopped them briefly, as you mentioned, and no planes have flown into buildings. So we have been safe from September the 11th till now. Because that's reality. Now, what you feel, safety is like a feeling. I say, no, I say we need freedom, and I say we need to get out of Iraq and away from these people that want to blow up other people.
We should be free to take risks, Susan. We should be free to take risks. I mean, if I want to risk... Susan, if you want to hang on for a little bit, we want to talk to you a little bit more, because you're interesting. 800-259-9231, and I want to find out exactly at what point would you say, okay, let's ban all vehicular traffic, and how you could justify the hit the economy would take. More coming back.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta synthetic oil treatments, Protecta engine treatment, Protecta transmission treatment, and Protecta complete fuel system treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USFR1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USC-SFR, the number one, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You can shop with us. We got a partnership with the biggest internet retailer of all time, Amazon.com. They sell everything. They sell everything from DVDs to furniture to baby stuff. You name it, they've got it at Amazon.com. But don't just go to regular old Amazon.com. You have to enter through our website. If you do, it'll give us a credit whenever you buy something. So go to Amazon.freetalklive.com, or you can use the banners on our website. But Amazon.freetalklive.com, anything you order at that point, we get a percentage of for sending them the business. So it's a great way to support Free Talk Live and get all your shopping done. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Susan in Indianapolis. Susan, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Now, Susan, you were talking, you were telling us that you think it's an okay idea to possibly ban vehicular traffic in the United States or in one particular area of the United States, so long as there's been some sort of terrorist activity, and if it would make you, and the reason why you think that's okay is because it would make you feel more secure. Is that correct?
I don't want to bring all this on to my feelings.
Well, isn't that how you feel? I mean, you would feel more secure if vehicular traffic was banned, right?
If it could be proven that that would help at the time prevent...
Well, they wouldn't have to prove anything. They would just do it, and they would claim that it would make you more secure.
I don't think that that there's much proof in the Homeland Security's actions. I mean, it seems like they do whatever it... I don't know. That sounds good. Let's do it.
You think they just do whatever they want to do?
Yeah. Yes, I do. I do precisely think that.
You don't think the things they've done have made us more secure?
Absolutely not, Susan. It's all an illusion.
Really?
It's all an illusion.
What about the people that they stopped getting on airplanes?
The toddlers?
No.
As a matter of fact, they've proven multiple occasions that people can get weapons onto airplanes. I mean, you know.
Like people with the shoe bombs.
Well, actually, he got on, but...
I know he got on. You don't think he would have been caught prior to this?
Well, I think that passengers caught him, and I think that that's what's great about America, is you'll never, ever hijack another plane in the United States of America with a darn industrial knife again.
Let me ask you this, Susan. If you would feel more secure in the particular case of a vehicle traffic ban, what about me? I would feel oppressed in that particular case because I would no longer have the freedom to travel from point A to point B. Do my feelings count at all, or is it just as long as we're secure, that's what's most important?
Well, it really doesn't have anything to do with your feelings. It has to do with national security. It doesn't have anything to do with stealing anything in this country.
Do you think we'd be safer if we were all just locked in padded cells and we only had imprisoners and imprisoned?
Absolutely not.
Why wouldn't we be safer?
I don't feel that way at all because I believe that we do not walk amongst people who are all intended on harming us.
What would you say to Benjamin Franklin's quote that he who would trade his liberty for freedom will get neither and deserves neither?
And I say, Benjamin Franklin, welcome to Al Qaeda.
Well, why do we have Al Qaeda? Why do we have to worry about Al Qaeda?
Do we need to? Because they hate us.
Why do they hate us?
Because
we have the freedom to travel. give me one good reason why they hate us.
Because we are not Muslim.
They hate us because we're not Muslim. Do you think anything to do with our foreign policy? Like maybe we're, you know, poking around in their business in their countries?
Yeah, because why don't they hate the Swedish people, too? I mean, why don't they go and attack them?
You know what? Ask the Danish.
Thanks for the call, Susan. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Hour number two is coming up. If you could explain, I didn't have a chance to ask her how she would feel about the economy taking a dive.
You didn't ask her for pictures for the Shrine of Female Listeners either.
Fine. I'm just a failure, man. Which
yes.
Hour number two is coming up.
Man.
You take control of the airwaves. I want to hear from you. I want to hear from somebody else that supports the idea of a vehicular ban in America. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're looking...